Welcome to Catch 'Em at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Glimmering overhead in greens, purples, and reds, growing and undulating in columns of light, the Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, have captivated the minds of northern people since the existence of people looking up at the sky. In a long Alaskan winter full of night, this bright spectacle can cut through the cold, drawing onlookers outside in a time when the weather and dark hold many of us indoors. The aurora, both our familiar Aurora Borealis, that circles the north of our globe, and the southern counterpart, Aurora Australis, have meant many things to many peoples that have observed them, with the captivating movement of the aurora playing a common theme depending on the culture, interpreted as spirits dancing, fighting, or playing in the sky. 2024 was a great year for aurora, and these lights recently showed up in force to usher in 2025 as well. What caused these celebratory northern lights were forces from our Earth and Sun interacting to form this timeless show. As the Sun burns its fuel, creating the heat and light, allowing for life on Earth, it is constantly sending off charged particles, primarily electrons, in the form of solar wind. This energetic wind from the Sun is going off in all directions out into space, with some heading towards Earth. At the same time this energetic solar wind is coming towards us, the Earth is putting up a shield against it. The center of our planet is very hot and constantly giving off heat. As the heat makes its way up to the molten metallic core, it causes the metal to flow and circulate. With this metallic current and the rotation of the Earth on its axis, we end up with what is called our geomagnetic field, spreading out away from the globe and diving back down to Earth towards the poles. As the charged particles from the Sun approach the field, they find themselves being guided along, following the magnetic fields towards the poles, initially outside of our atmosphere, and then entering the atmosphere as these radiating lines plunge downward. This is where the magic happens. The highly energetic particles enter our atmosphere at the poles and begin to encounter the gas in our atmosphere, primarily nitrogen and oxygen. If one of those energized particles hits one of these gas molecules, that molecule gets excited and energized. Excitement is not the natural state for these particles, and much like with a sugar rush, that energy has to go somewhere. That somewhere, or really something, is light. As the gas de-energizes, it puts out the extra energy as a small burst of light, with the different colors coming from which gas is being hit at the elevation in our atmosphere, with green or yellow for lower level oxygen and red light for the nitrogen. We, however, do not get to see the aurora every night. That is because there is not always the same amount of energy that the sun is throwing our way, and events like solar storms can really turn up the brightness. Aurora hunters are typically following something called the KP index, measuring the energy of our magnetic sphere with higher KP leading to more aurora. It typically takes a 5 out of a 10 on the KP scale for aurora to show up in Homer. There is one more thing that someone in Catch 'Em at Bay must take into consideration, and that is cloud cover. Sadly for us, with low KP and abundant cloud cover, neither of these conditions are going to come together for us anytime soon. But as we get later in the month, keep your eyes out for the return of the Northern Lights. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Catch 'Em at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Catch 'Em at Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.